This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey!
Be curious, not judgmental.
Friends reunion.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
An Odyssey Station.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Go.
How's that?
Right.
Man, ain't this going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
Greg Hill wearing the wasted t-shirt.
Greg's Instagram is a wild place.
But
dude.
It's like...
every night is like a bachelor party at the Squire.
If he bought that, he should be fired.
Like, nothing makes you feel like a bigger loser than buying a silly t-shirt for yourself. Like
featuring the original spark of the Pats Dynasty, Wiggy.
Good eye, Mike. I might have had a little dookie in my drawers. That's not a knife. Let me show you a knife. Oh, that's not a knife either. I squirted.
Oh! Joined by...
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
Something crawled in that head of yours that you're dying to spit.
Yes, yeah, so this is...
a lot of room.
This is... Hey, it's all right. A lot of room means you can store a lot of stuff.
And finally, after the longest search in the history of radio...
Literally...
the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show.
I thought Courtney did great yesterday.
Please welcome Courtney Cox.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Just cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Here on the Greg Hill Show. Everybody,
what up, man?
Good morning.
The longest employee search in the history of entertainment appears to be over.
It is.
Courtney,
officially.
Welcome, Courtney.
I signed on a dotted line. So, yeah.
Oh, you finally signed on the dotted line.
Yep.
First and foremost, how do we feel about the new intro song, Beastie Boys, in threes? Good?
Well, I made it, so I don't want to judge first.
Well, we're not judging the artistry of your editing abilities.
And I think Ken did a great job.
So
thank you, Coco.
You're welcome.
Oh, now see, are you going to be a suck up?
That's no. I want to start off on a positive note because Ken and I have had just an up and down journey.
The drama.
Like it's been a roller coaster.
Right, a roller coaster of emotions.
I notice in the Twitch feed that everybody's worried you're going to be a suck up to me. That's what they're worried about. That's
Uh-oh.
Their main. I was watching the Twitch feed this morning as the show started.
Of course.
By the way, you can view this program on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI should you wish to. And that's their concern, is that all you're going to do is come in here and suck up to me.
Which, so. I've seen you outside of this studio. And
you have?
I've not been a suck up
really?
To you out there.
I don't get out that often.
We're out all the time.
So you guys are on a bunch of pitches together.
I think you need to research what often means.
Right. I got onto the Nantucket Ferry, and also I look behind me and Greg Hill is also... Actually, you were in front of me.
In front of you, yes.
Coincidence. That's all
coincidence.
That
was a coincidence.
But yeah, you've seen me outside of here.
Right.
And
I think we disagree on things.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, and we disagree.
Sounds like you're disagreeing right now.
Right, exactly.
We are. Yeah. Yes, we are.
First disagreement.
Yeah. Like, for instance, we're trying to figure out where we're going to do the first show photo shoot, and Courtney wanted to do it at a lighthouse.
No, okay,
and I said,
honestly?
I said, absolutely not. We're not doing a photo shoot in front of a lighthouse.
I saw Curtis's.
Then she said Chuck E. Cheese, which was odd.
Curtis's photo, like, you know how photos get assigned to contacts in your phone? Mm-hmm. Curtis's photo is a lighthouse, so I know you guys were talking about it and making fun of me, which is fine, but it's not going to be at a lighthouse.
It was a startling number of lighthouses.
Oh, it was one lighthouse.
Well.
Sankaty, great one.
Listen, I thought your engagement photos in front of the lighthouse were great.
Thank you. I did as well.
And by the way, I believe there is an internal bet that is going on today, Curtis.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Are you sharing that on the air or not?
Yeah, in honor of Mutt, we have an over-under on Santo mentions today.
Oh, okay.
It's set at 8.5.
I hope that you pronounce it correctly the next time.
Santo!
But,
yeah, Santo.
So we tie the sweatshirts around our neck for the photo shoot?
Yes, we are.
The meanest comments of all time. I told him to wear it like that.
Really?
Seriously?
You told...
If Cam Newton was wearing it like that, you'd love it.
Well, that's Cam Newton. Though.
Great point.
So what?
That's a great point.
Cam Newton could pull that off.
Oh, rude.
All right, so the over...
What is it? Shots fired, boop, boop? Is that what
Yes, saying? It is.
Yeah.
The over under on Santo mentions on the show today is 8.5.
Yes, it's Santo.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Okay. All right. Good.
Good.
All right. Well, Courtney is here. We're very excited. At some point, we'll figure out if anybody is interested what the long delay was all about and what was going on at your former place of employment and all of those things. We can delve into those at some point this morning
on the
show.
Of course.
Also, we will get to today's leads in about 15 minutes at 6:20. The dumbest of the day at 7:30 on this morning show. And it will be short, but I have the unfortunately sad duty of delivering an audio eulogy this morning, and I may need Wiggy's help on this. So at some point, we will get to a very sad audio eulogy on the show this morning. If you'd like to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937. If for some reason you cannot listen to this show on the WEEI New England Sports Radio Network, on any of the radio stations that we have for you all over New England, then you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. And you can download the app and enjoy this program and other top stations like Greg's List. So that's on the Odyssey app, and download that. It'll take you a moment or two. We have to update some of the tunes on Greg's List. I've been listening way too much. We need more music.
I love that you had La Bamba added.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can we add some
music? How
about
40 new songs? Just the total revamp.
What do you mean? We're not going to redo the whole thing.
Can you add a song like once a week?
I can add as many songs as I want.
New Music Friday.
That's what it should be.
My name is on it. I can add as many songs. If it was Wiggy's List, then you would be the one who was creating the list.
Well, I would add a song once a week.
Just one song?
I mean, maybe if you feel like you want to do more, but you should be a new music weekly.
I didn't expect to hear Cranberries, though. That was a unique thing.
All right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending first thing this morning.
The best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Red River, technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red. I don't know, Red Sox in a bit of a funk here, Greg. Concerning a little bit, 6-8 in the loss column. They get beat down 9-1 yesterday by the Yankees last night. And the Rays winners too, so the Sox AL East lead is down to a half game. 5 hits for the offense, that's all. Martin Perez, 4 innings and takes the loss. Bullpen was shaky. And they lose Christian Arroyo to a hammy strain after stretching at first. So we'll see. Big stretch this week. They've got Toronto Wigs.
Yep.
3 in Buffalo, and then the Yankees come to Fenway.
I assume someone, when we get to the leads, will be addressing the absolute injustice that was done to the Red Sox in the Bronx over the weekend.
Yes. I believe so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that fan who was ejected was banned for life from all baseball parks, but I don't believe there's been any law enforcement fines or jail time as of yet. We'll see if that happens in the next couple of days. Bruins submitted their expansion draft protection list. Curtis was all over this weekend. Wouldn't stop tweeting about it. But they protected Jake DeBrusk, your buddy.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't understand that, although there's some provision in there that if you're a first or second year player,
right,
you have to be protected. Is that correct?
No, I think you don't have to
protect them. The Seattle franchise cannot take them, so that's why they won't take Swayman, for instance.
Okay.
But DeBrusk's been here long enough, they had to protect him, or they would have had a chance to lose him.
But, of course, Tuukka is unprotected.
Yep, he's a free agent.
Taylor Hall is unprotected.
Yep. Free agent.
Those guys are all free agents. Right. Can sign anywhere. Montreal, controversially, left Carey Price off their list.
Saw that one.
So yeah. He could get picked up. So about how, same with your guy, P.K. Subban. Wiggy. Yep. So, interesting. Wednesday night, 8 p.m., they'll make their selections for the new Seattle Kraken, the new franchise, 8 p.m. Colin Morikawa wins the Claret Jug Open Championship. Kind of a boring finish, but he had an impressive 72-hole run at Royal St. George's. That's a record there in British Open play, 15 under. Second major in 8 tries at majors. Team USA Men's Hoop, Wiggy back on the winning side. 83-76 over Spain in their final tune-up. They will head to Tokyo, which has had some COVID issues, Greg, as you know, and some other issues.
No Bradley Beal, though.
No, he's not going to go. They had some replacements in. And no Coco Gauff, the U.S. women's tennis player, is out. She tested positive for COVID. And NFL training camps begin this week, if you can believe it. Dallas and Pittsburgh Wednesday, and then Tom Brady and the Bucs on July 25th. Patriots a week from this Wednesday on July 27th. And that's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show. Leeds coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Now back to the all-new Greg Hill Morning Show with Greg Hill, Jermaine Wiggins, and Courtney Cox on Sports Radio WEEI.
She struts into the room. Well, I don't know her, but with a magnifying glance, I just sort of look her over. We have a drink or two, well, maybe three, and then suddenly she starts telling me her life story.
All new Greg Hill Morning Show. Was there some kind of a focus group that came up with that while I was gone or something? Who made that stupid decision?
I'm the only one that does things around.
Oh, you
I'm
did
the focus
that.
Group.
Oh, yeah. You did that, Ken. Yeah. I see. Okay.
Ken is the focus.
I see. The all new. You needed like some zap sound effects on that. The all new Greg Hill Morning Show with Courtney Cox.
Less is more.
With Courtney Cox.
See who you're siding with already. Team Coco.
I heard, now listen, there was something that you didn't like Courtney and Courtney didn't like you, but I heard that you guys worked that out or something like
no,
that.
No, like, it was a good little play because you wanted Mego, and I think that your loyalty spoke volumes.
Oh,
I was
Ooh.
Number 2 on the big board. Wiggy, oh, wow. I can't even talk about your big board.
Yeah, my big board was fluid.
Yeah, yours was fluid.
Big
but then
was a blunt.
I got the nicest
picture of a blunt.
Text.
What?
I got the nicest text from Ken after the announcement.
Oh.
What really nice.
What did it say?
Just saying, congratulations. I think you'll be great. And it meant so much to me.
Kind of weird that there was an eggplant emoji.
Oh, my God.
But whatever.
No.
I don't know if that's an eggplant.
No.
It was a big eggplant.
Okay.
More like a pickle.
Let's see. Here's a 401 text from somebody listening on the radio in Rhode Island. And we thank you for that, all of the Rhode Island listeners. Can we please get right into Greg's wasted T-shirt choice? I heard that. Was that some kind of fodder for the radio, the fact that I wore that T-shirt at the Squire? Is that what happened? Listen, I was last weekend, too. I did wear it last weekend. Yeah. I only brought like three shirts to Nantucket. That's why. I was gifted that by a regular listener of the program, Dakota.
Okay.
You know, Dakota calls the show.
Yep.
He's got a T-shirt company.
Mm-hmm.
I was gifted it. He paid money to the foundation. I think I was supposed to wear it on the show, but I don't think I did that yet.
Ooh.
Hashtag
wasted.
Was that a bad choice of a shirt to wear?
You're a loser. You really are a loser.
It had me question everything about my career, my life, my job.
It is a good T-shirt, though, because I had to actually look at it to see what it said, because it's spelled backwards.
That's the thing.
And that's the point.
If you're wasted, you can't read it.
Or can you?
Right. You're rocking a little bit of swag, man. Get your drip right.
Yeah. You know, listen, I stopped wearing... Stop worrying about what people think of my appearance a long time ago, as you can obviously tell. Well, Courtney, we're delighted to have you here.
Wow, thank you.
Big Louboutins to fill, as they say. You have big shoes to fill, but I know you had a lot of get-togethers with Danielle, and she filled you in kind of on the secrets of this place.
Yes, she did. She spilled all the tea.
She did.
I hope it was good tea.
It was. Mm-hmm. Actually, she said great things about Wiggy.
Really?
Yeah, she said you can never get Wiggy upset.
Danielle and I rock hard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she'll probably become... We have an event this Thursday for the foundation at the new Tall Ship bar over in East Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume Danielle will be there. She comes to all the events, so...
Boston.
No doubt.
Wiggytown.
Have you gone there yet?
My uncle lives across the street from it, so I haven't been on it yet, but I've seen a lot of people out there and everything. Looks really cool.
Here's a 781 text that says, Greg clearly begged Felger for a photo. Yes. That's why I went to Nantucket. I said, somebody please point out who Michael Felger is so I could take a photo with him.
It was like, who can make me look better? Oh, let me find that bum over there
who looks like he just finished writing his manifesto in the Unabomber's cabin.
I thought it was a good photo of him.
Of Felger?
Yeah. Jesus.
That's a joke.
Felger's a great guy.
Yeah.
I like Felger.
Yeah, he's good a class guy. Act, but he's got no class swag. Act.
Two men worth $10 million wearing $10 of clothes.
Should be holding up signs, cardboard boxes.
Why lie? I want a beer.
Have a family. Need some food.
All right, let's see what else. 321 text. How old is Greg? Does he have any friends his age?
Felger.
Yeah, Felger. Felger's my age.
Well, then you put that thing out. You like hanging out with your son. It was kind of like a shot back at people.
I took a shot back at people.
Yeah, I got you.
Because when I hang out with my son, people go, yeah, you're hanging out with a bunch of 21-year-olds? And I say, yeah, I do. I like spending as much time as possible with my son. It's a weird thing, isn't it?
No,
it's odd. It's very strange.
It's called being a good dad.
My son and I get along. My son and I can hang out.
People are jealous.
Are they jealous?
Yeah, they're jealous.
You hang out with your moms?
Of course.
All right.
Yeah, my mom, watch out. She'll be in your DMs. Not in a weird way.
Yeah. I mean, I hang out with Santo. He's my age.
Oh.
Three.
Santo!
Is that the standard gear, though? Like, if I hang out with Santo, do I have to wear the sweatshirt?
No, he never wears anything like that. I told him to wear it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I swear to God.
He wears his sweater with the arms wrapped around his neck.
No, he doesn't. He was walking towards me. I said, put your sweater around your neck. And then as soon as I posted it, I regretted it. And he's like, thanks a lot. So.
Oh, he blamed that on you. That was your fault.
It was. I know for a fact.
So over under on Santo mentions today was what?
Well, you keep doing it. So.
It's eight.
Eight and a half. We're already at five. Yeah.
You must have bet
Santo.
Before the show.
Six.
Question for you when you made the announcement, now that we're all here.
Yes.
The face you made after what you was, said my name was awful.
It was?
Yes. People reading.
Twitch don't lie.
Did anybody else see that?
Oh, and the grand announcement. Yeah. Yes.
What was the face?
That was a grimace.
I don't know.
It looked like you were upset.
No, honestly, I'm just sick and tired of people who have been berating me over the co-host thing when there are 87 different lawyers involved. You got lawyers from this company that are paranoid about who's doing what and who's talking to whom. There's your former place that you worked at where people are you know, it's holding
up and down roller coaster.
People are holding other people back when it comes to advancing their careers. I personally was probably frustrated with the length of time that it took.
Okay,
it was
the tampering glad we period. About that.
That's what it is.
What's that?
The tampering period.
The tampering period. Yes, Wiggy. You know how that goes. You know how that goes.
I'm glad you put that to rest.
We don't have to worry about that now. Everything's great. You're here, and we should probably get to today's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
You couldn't make it an easy one for me, like a can of corn when I return from vacation, Ken.
No, nope. This is what happens when you go on vacation. You get rusty. Your skills erode. Maybe when we get to the vocals, you might get it.
Maybe. Did you come up with this, or the vice president of audio services on this program, Mike Rangiapordi?
This is mine.
See my life shaking with every who I meet. Root fried confusion if I'm making itself clear. Wonder which way to go. Get on out of here.
Come on, it's
right late.
Must have been the wrong time.
There it is.
And I was in the right place.
We should give. Do we have any WEEI logoed pens left?
Yeah.
Have we sent any out to winners? That's the more important question. Have they ever been sent to winners?
Correct.
Never.
We've sent out IOUs.
We should give a pen to a listener who can beat me when it comes to guessing the lead because I stink lately. Is that Leon Redbone?
Oh, not a bad guess. It's Dr. John.
Oh, Dr. John.
Dr. John.
Okay. I used to get Dr. John and Dr. Hook confused. Neither one, by the way, medical doctors. I don't think.
Very
like
confusing.
Dr. Dre.
Like Dr. Dre.
Did you hear Dr. Detroit. Tangway last Monday?
Did.
With his.
How was Tangway in my absence?
Wiggy, you want to take this one?
You
were off.
I was off with Bradford was in sitting in for you.
Yeah.
So we had Bradford for 2 days and then Mutt.
Yeah. How was it?
Bradford was cool.
Yeah.
Mutt was cool.
No, how was it? How were the shows, Curtis? How were the shows while I was gone?
We're gonna get to the leads.
I watched Gary play his recent audition. I think it was on Twitter. I thought that was good. That was funny.
Yeah, that's all we did.
Yeah. Knives Out. Is he gonna be in Knives Out too?
He's trying to get in the sequel, I believe.
Oh,
he's trying to get in everything.
Okay. Right. Well, the leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru Summer, which is going on right now. It's your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Well, we may have Patriots blockbuster news here, Greg. Byron Coward, defensive tackle of your New England Patriots, dropping on a podcast a hint that week 4, the big return, Brady to Foxborough, there may not be any welcome back ceremony for Brady at all, which
chance.
I love. Belichick is just devious. He's going to come back in and nobody will acknowledge his presence. Here's some of the Coward's out.
The Patriots are welcoming back Tom Brady. What is it, Tom Patrick Brady?
We ain't welcoming back. We just got a plan. We just got a plan. It ain't going to be no damn ceremony for him when they're like that.
Now he goes on to expand on that. But do you like that? And will Patriots fans be upset if there is no honoring Brady at all on October 3rd? I mean, not even a Jumbotron mention. Nothing.
I don't think Patriots fans will be upset if Tom Brady is not honored.
I don't think you can honor him.
Really?
He's not retiring or anything. He's still, like, if it was his last dance and he was like, I'm retiring, and then maybe, but why would you honor him? Just so he's coming back and playing? I don't think
I feel like the Celtics do that for
That's the Celtics.
But still.
No.
You don't think that Kraft is going to say, yeah, we're honoring him during the game. I also think it's stupid that he said this because I think that Bill Belichick probably wants them all to shut up and not give Brady any type of...
not say anything about Tom Brady.
Do you think
whatsoever?
Bill Belichick wants Kraft to put up some type of video before the game honoring Brady?
No, probably not.
Right, so it's like, why honor the guy? He's not retiring. He's just coming back. Other players have came back. Wes Welker came back, right, and played for Denver. Did they honor him?
Are you comparing Tom Brady and Wes Welker?
No. I'm just saying players come back.
But he did so much.
But he's not retiring.
Yeah,
though.
But it doesn't matter. It's first time he's back at Gillette.
Do you remember when Michael Jordan returned to the Bulls as a member of the Wizards? They had a big ceremony. They honored him.
Yeah, I don't think you do that. I mean, I'm with Coward on that one. I don't think you do it.
I'm Tom Brady.
I'm more interested on pregame if the two of them talk on the field? Like, do you see Bill and Tom talking together before that game?
Yeah, I do.
No chance.
For optics.
Yeah, I see that.
Even if they say, hi, Tom, how are you? Yeah. There'll be a photo, and that'll be it.
Yeah. He'll give Kraft the kiss. They'll do that, stuff. So that I see them doing. But I don't see the Patriots honoring Brady, putting anything up on the Jumbotron or anything along those lines.
All right, Ken, very interesting. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
So Saturday night was the most infuriating regular season baseball game I've ever seen. The umpiring in the Red Sox-Yankees game Saturday night single-handedly kept the Yankees alive. The first base umpire was brutal. He called a Red Sox guy out when he was clearly safe by three steps. They had to review it. Bases loaded, two out. Vasquez barely gets the bat off his shoulder. They call it a check swing, final strike. But really, what was the most absurd part of the evening was when a Yankees fan chucked a baseball at the backside of Verdugo. And post-game, the player was removed, and as Ken alluded to, he's been banned from ballparks.
The fan, not the player. The fan was removed.
The fan has been banned from all 30 MLB ballparks. But my question is, why were there not breathless reporters all weekend long chastising every single Yankee fan for this one asshat? Because when it's a Boston fan, when it's a Celtics fan throwing a water bottle that barely grazes Kyrie Irving's head, yeah, we are told that he should be charged with assault and battery, 10 years in jail. There are two rules in all of sports, one for Boston fans and one for everybody else. And I just don't understand how these same people can just be so blatant in their double standard for Boston sports fans.
Well, yeah. I mean, Yankee fan was probably a racist, right?
He's a deadbeat dad.
We should automatically assume that, right?
That's what Kyrie Irving said about Kyrie's fan. Yeah.
I also think Verdugo handled it after very well, very differently than Kyrie Irving.
Right.
He said, I felt like it was a personal attack, and that's all he said about it.
Yeah.
Where Kyrie Irving would change the narrative.
He said that before the game, and then got the water ball thrown, and then that was it. Forget about it.
And on that, Coco, Alex Cora postgame was great. He said, listen, Yankees fans are great fans. I'm not going to judge every Yankee fan based on this one guy's idiotic moment. But it's infuriating because you know what the national conversation would be if this was in Fenway and the guy hit, the backside of a Yankee player. It would be national news. It would be everywhere. And for whatever reason, New Yorkers, every other fan base doesn't get judged the same way we do.
Curtis, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, I'm going to follow that cab a little bit, but in a different direction. Like I said, when this incident happened to Kyrie Irving, or whether it was Trae Young or Russell Westbrook, this lifetime ban from every Major League Baseball stadium isn't enough. This kid should be, girl, guy, whoever it is, 3 to 6 months in jail, because what you're seeing, I'm dead ass, because what you're seeing are fans going to the game, and because there's no real repercussions to this, who's to say this guy can't get a ticket and go to another Yankees game?
That's what I don't get.
Yeah, right. Is he real? Also, he's banned for life. That's just optics. The fact that these people go to games, and Verdugo talked about it a little bit, say what you want about his family, his wife, his kids, his this, his that. He got no problem with that, but once you start throwing objects at play, that's crossing the line. He talked about if this was in the street, it would be a different outcome. Yeah, the guy would probably be charged with assault. 3 to 6 months, set the tone. So now when fans go to the game, they know, okay, I could talk as much trash as I want, but as soon as I pick something up to throw something at some of these guys, then that is it. I'm going to be prosecuted.
3 to 6 months in jail?
Damn right.
Even if you do a week, they won't. That'll do something for fans.
What about a fine? A stiff
no,
fine?
No, that ain't going to do anything.
How about a stiff fine? 3 to 6 months in jail.
Because if he can't afford to pay the fine, guess what? It's not getting paid.
People don't do 3 to 6 months in jail for throwing Molotov cocktails at police cars during protests.
Oh, that's stupid.
That's almost as much time as one does in jail if they're not wearing their mask in Los Angeles today.
I think you're right, though. They need to do more than a lifetime ban.
You do?
Yes. How do they do a lifetime ban? When I give a ticket to go into a stadium, they have no idea who I am.
Right. That's facial recognition.
No, they're not.
They know exactly who you are. No.
This is 2050 facial recognition.
And it's all ballparks.
Right.
First of all, how can they not recognize you? You're on Instagram with a story about your wedding prep every 45 seconds.
That is fake news, A. And B, I am on Instagram less than you are. So
they got to know Santa. With the sweater tied around his neck.
Six.
Santo.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to make him call off this one.
So Wiggy says 3 to 6 months in jail.
Yes.
For the baseball thrower at Yankee Stadium. All right, Courtney, lead number one. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you. Good morning. Thank you.
Happy to be here. I am going a basketball story. Ahead of Game 5, Giannis was asked, I thought, one of the best questions, and I'm blanking on who the reporter was who asked it. But I thought it was such a brilliant question. He said a lot of NBA players don't figure out how to handle their ego until the age of 30 at least. Mm-hmm. Giannis is 26. How is he able to handle his ego? And his response was spot on, and we have the audio.
When you focus on the past, that's your ego. I did this. You know, we were able to, you know, beat this team 4-0. I did this in the past. I won that in the past. Mm. And when I focus in the future, it's my pride. Like, yeah, next game 5, I do this and this and this. Right. You know, I'm going down. That's your pride talking. Like, it doesn't happen. Like, you're right here. And I kind of, like, try to focus in the, you know, in the moment, in the present. And that's humility. That's being humble. That's not setting no expectation.
And I agree. I think he is the most humble guy ever. And then to watch what he did in game 5, I mean, that alley-oop was like, in my opinion, I thought it was the best thing I've seen in basketball in a really long time. Mm-hmm. But I think he is so different, if we want to bring it local, mm-hmm. than Kyrie Irving, who's 29, so he has one more year to figure out his ego. But I think that's longevity, right? Yeah, Kyrie Irving has been in the league longer, and he is still playing well. He didn't play well in Boston, but I think that is the difference. You want to root for a guy. I want to root for Giannis. And in the beginning, I wanted the Suns to win. After that comment, I'm like, I don't know. How do you root against this guy? Mm-hmm.
LeBron James should have thought about the future before he participated in the horrible remake of Space Jam.
Did you see his lower third at the game?
Yeah.
Where I gave the Rotten Tomatoes? Yes.
Give Giannis 2 more years to get Americanized. Then he'll be like...
I don't think so.
It's fortunate he grew up in Greece and he hasn't really been Americanized in basketball. Give him a couple more years, then it'll be all about him.
I don't think so. I think that's who he is.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, shockingly, I came back with a food-related lead this morning, Curtis. But this is based on science. Science has determined today that when it comes to consuming salmon and other oily fish... Mm-hmm. Not eating enough of those fish items is worse for you than smoking cigarettes, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes. Smoking cigarettes takes 4 years off of your life. If you're not consuming enough salmon, do you like salmon, Curtis?
I do enjoy salmon.
How do you like it prepared? Honey Dijon mustard sauce or something like that?
Took the words right out of my mouth. A little honey Dijon coating.
I didn't want salmon!
Or don't hit on miso salmon. I mean, that is delish.
You like it grilled?
I like it any way you make it, Wade.
Some crudo?
What do you, air fry it?
I don't eat it. It's actually great
in an air fryer.
I don't eat salmon.
You know, Wiggy doesn't like seafood
at all.
Yeah,
I don't eat seafood.
He doesn't like things that come from the sea.
You did say that the last time that I was on.
I know it goes into the water.
All right. So anyway, good.
Doesn't make sense.
Listen, I would if you want to continue to smoke butts, then I would recommend that you order yourself a salmon for lunch. That is big news, I guess, from science today. Those are our suggestions for the leads today. Here is David in the car. Good morning, David.
Hi, good morning, and Courtney, welcome aboard.
Thank you, David.
By the way, David, last week, I missed you so much. I was hoping you were going to be the first call of the day today. I was thinking to myself all week, I missed talking to David.
Well, thank you. Actually, I didn't call at all last week, I was out of town.
Okay.
So here's my, you know, the reason I'm calling in with this whole thing with Alex getting hit in the back. He should be able to press charges. I mean, if a player's on the field playing and you have a stupid idiot fan who does something like that, okay, at that point, I'm sorry, if the game is on, a player should be able to press charges on you. As long as they know who you are and they can prove it, he should be able to press some sort of a charge.
Yeah, but do you think a guy, like what major league baseball player or professional athlete in general is going to press charges on a fan for something
you
like
that? You think it's a bad look?
I don't know.
They won't press it, but it needs to be done because who's to say what's going to happen next? It could be where somebody could really get hurt, really hurt, and then what?
Well, that's why they have to make an example out of these people. We talked about it before because Verdugo made mention, it hit him in the back, but who's to say the ball, he don't turn around and the ball hits him in the eye, and next thing you know, who knows what happens? Maybe his career could be ended right there.
But that's what Yankee fans have been doing. They've been throwing batteries at other fans and at players for forever. They need to do, Yankee Stadium needs to do a better job of policing their fans I can't believe you want to send somebody to jail for 6 months.
Well, I also think your guard's down when you're out there. He's out there. He's not expecting a ball to be coming from that way towards his head. So I think that, also a baseball can cause damage. Who knows if this guy can throw, but I mean, let's expect that he can. Then what happens?
You got to set a tone, man. If you don't set an example, then these fans will continue to do it. Because the only way you can't have the Yankee security try to police this because, there's a few security guards that and hundreds of people. So you don't know. It needs to be policed by people sitting next to this guy and saying, hey, don't throw it. And they were cheering. Verdugo talked about it where they were like, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back. The fans were cheering him on. And then that obviously leads to doing it. But it's about making an example out of somebody.
This is going to lead, Greg, to nets all around the park. Oh. You wait. Yeah. Well, they are going to net the whole stadium.
Yeah. Ken goes to the game in a net.
I also heard that he got the ball because Verdugo gave it to a young fan.
Yeah, he tried to throw it to a Red Sox fan.
But then
and
who knows if they stop doing that now.
Yeah.
But, Greg, the issue with this, just in 2004 in the ALCS, Game 6 or Game 7, whichever it was when A-Rod knocked the ball out of the hand and they called him back out and the Yankees fans were livid. They littered the field in the American League Championship Series with baseballs, bottles, everything. And wouldn't you think if that happened on the national broadcast last night, they'd show that and be like, look at the history of what's been going on here. But it's never done.
No, it's not. Only here. It's only done to Boston. You're right, Curtis. All right, we got to take a break. Quick reminder that you can stream this show at WEEI.com or you can download the brand new Odyssey app and take this show and this radio station wherever you go.
Turn it up.
Okay. Yo, check this.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
First things first, and I want to get this out of my chest. And I know what I did in 17. I disrespected the game. I was part of what happened in 17 and I get suspended. But one thing I learned last year, and this is something that probably I forgot through my career, this is just a game. It's a game. This is not like life and death, It's not this like drama that people want. And the fact that people come to the ballpark and they decided to throw a baseball to one of the players, I was in shock that happened, and Booney texts me already apologizing. And this is nothing against the Yankee fans because I do believe they're up there with the best in the business, the best in the world. But that kind of we lost the game and the rain and all this stuff, whatever, just... But the fact that Alex got hit by a baseball, it's like, wow, do we really get to this?
How's Alex Cora?
Class act.
Class act? You think he's a class act?
I do.
I would say this. While I was gone... Did Wiggy say that the rivalry was dead?
Oh, geez, he did.
It is.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Another Wiggy jinx.
Ah, the rivalry is dead. The game itself?
Yeah.
There's no rivalry between the Red Sox Yankees. Stop it.
Hey, the fans missed your memo. They're throwing baseballs at players, they missed your memo on the rivalry being dead.
8 games ahead of the Yankees or 7 games, something crazy like that.
I don't know. Could you say it's good for baseball when you have a fan throwing a ball at a player?
No.
That's
not good for baseball.
Well, I don't know how you stop it. Wiggy said that they're probably going to put nets up or something. I mean, I don't know how you stop fans.
Jail 3 to 4 weeks.
Jail.
3 to 6 months.
Months.
Yeah, Wiggy said 3 to 6 months in jail for throwing something at a player. At a sporting.
He's starting
event.
To hype me up a little bit. I'm going a year. Yeah.
Because
throw him in jail for a year.
If they know that, if they know heading into the game that. If you throw any type of object onto the court, the field, the rink, whatever sporting event it is, that you could be subjected to jail time, people ain't going to do that.
Greg, I have a brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. If a fan throws something on the field, they are forced to sit in their seat for an entire game. And I think that would absolutely stop this from happening again.
Texter says the fan who threw that ball has a better arm than Cam Newton.
Ooh.
That was fun. We heard that a million times.
And Wiggy, it is a rivalry because no matter how many games out they are, because they're playing each other and there's bad blood, there's always something that happens. So the distance apart in the standings is actually what makes it a rivalry because there's always something on the line.
And there was a photo of Verdugo and all the Yankees fans were flipping him off. Mm-hmm. I think that fans are still very passionate about that rivalry.
Yeah, I think you don't think so?
No, I think because usually when you think Red Sox, Yankees and the rivalry, both of those teams are neck and neck. They're chasing each other to see if, one's going to make the postseason. When you look at the Yankees, they're not the same team this year, at least, that we have seen in the past. So that to me, that it's like the Lakers and Celtics. There's no real rivalry.
In 2004, when Schilling and A-Rod were going at it, mm-hmm. the Red Sox, I believe, were 9 games out of the Yankees in that game.
But were they in the playoff hunt, the Red Sox, in 04? Yeah.
Well, the Yankees are in the playoff hunt.
You think the Yankees are in the playoff hunt?
Yeah, there's 2 wild cards. Everybody's in the playoff hunt.
I don't think the Yankees
got a lot of games left, too.
Yeah, I know
they're over 500 weeks. They're not that bad.
Yeah, I don't think they got a chance.
I
heard, what's not Schilling, I was going to say. Who's it, John Smoltz who does the games on Fox?
Yeah, Smoltz.
Yeah, and he was talking about how this Yankees team is dead. They're not even in postseason contention. So I just think when I think of the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry, I think of the bad blood, obviously, on the field, which starts the rivalry. And that don't exist no more between the players. When you think of what we saw in the past with Pedro and some of those other players, A-Rod, Varitek, that bad blood amongst players doesn't exist in any sport.
It absolutely exists in the NHL. Absolutely exists in the NHL.
Does it really?
Yes.
I think less and less, though.
No, it's less and less. I mean, it doesn't exist really in the NBA anymore.
No,
I mean they're all buddies because they all want to play together for a super team at some point. So nobody is. I agree with you that you need way more mm-hmm. bad blood between players to make sports more interesting.
It's the social media effect. Mm-hmm. They're all friends on social media.
Yeah.
So they're all DMing. They're all hanging out in the offseason.
They're working out with each other in the offseason.
Right, exactly. That's what's changed.
But even in hockey, it's even changed. The only difference is there might be one or two goons that, people can't stand, like the guy Wilson for the Capitals. But there's no real, the hatred. Was there really hatred between Bruins Capitals, or was it more between Bruins and Wilson?
Bruins and Wilson.
Well, yeah, but that's what you're talking about. You're talking about between the players. Like, there's bad blood between the players.
But there wasn't a lot of bad blood between the Bruins players and the rest of the Capitals players.
But that was at the end. You're not going to do stupid things when it comes to the playoffs.
I didn't say something stupid.
If the Tom Wilson-Carlo thing happened early on in the season, then you would have had bad blood the next time those guys played. I mean, it's just a fact in the NHL. It's the way hockey has been played.
Well, I don't know.
I agree with you. I agree with you that there's less and less and less of it, and it stinks.
Because think about it. Remember when they ran Tuukka? Which team was it that ran Tuukka and the Bruins didn't respond to it?
The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, it was the Mighty Ducks. But we had talked about this before.
Yeah, we did.
And so I just, Courtney's right, that a lot of these players, they're buddy-buddy with each other. They want to work out, sit courtside, be in each other's DMs, and go on social media.
Now, is the report accurate that Jason Varitek's daughter was spit on at Yankee Stadium over the weekend?
Yeah, according to Catherine, Varitek's wife was at the game with her 9-year-old daughter, I believe, and she was spit on by Yankee fans.
Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Disgusting.
That's why you probably can't take your kid to the game when you are in that status, when you're Jason Varitek and everybody kind of finds out, oh, that's Jason Varitek's kid.
Well, you can't take his kid to a game?
No, it's especially in certain places, because there are idiots like that will do stuff. Why even subject your child to that?
That guy or girl should have gotten a lifetime ban, too. Right.
In what world does a 9-year-old wearing a Varitek jersey mean that you can spit on them? I mean,
don't
even
mean
for
you
Yankee
spin
fans.
On them. Yeah, you it don't mean it. It should be, like I said, you should be thrown in jail, or you should have some repercussions. Maybe, you know, behind the scenes with Varitek for about 10 minutes, whoever the guy that did that. But, yeah, it's just like you got to be careful certain places you go to, because there are some fans that are that rowdy.
Wasn't there a singer that was spitting on people? I was in here one time, and he was getting charges against him.
Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Axl Rose spit on a photographer in New Hampshire. He just turned himself in on the warrant last week, I believe.
Warrant.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Curtis, 207 texter from my adopted home continent of Maine, says there are not two wildcard teams this year.
No, there are two in each league.
All right, so Curtis is correct. Texter
Curtis
is
correct. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Curtis is a huge baseball fan.
I keep score at home, and when they spit on someone, I just write an E9.
All right. As you can tell, there is now officially, after the longest employment search in the history of employment, there is now a new co-host on this program. Her name is Courtney Cox, and this is Lady Jade from Twitch. Good morning, Lady Jade.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How's it going? Have you taken the temperature of the Twitch feed this morning? What is the current temperature in there?
Actually, it's pretty amazing. I'm really excited. Everyone's welcoming her in, which is why I'm calling on behalf of Twitch to welcome Courtney to your show.
Oh.
Thank you, Lady Jade. I've always loved Lady Jade.
Yeah, she's very nice.
Very nice.
I mean,
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just so excited that we're here and she's here and everybody's been amazing.
Yeah. I think she's fantastic. She's going to do a great job. You know, she has big shoes to fill, as I mentioned earlier, but she will certainly, I think, do a great job. So we're delighted to have her here. Finally.
Finally. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
All right,
you too.
And I misspoke. I said Axl Rose. It was Marilyn Manson who did that. Mm. I misspoke about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
I don't want to denigrate the great name of Axl Rose.
Because aren't they coming to Fenway?
Yeah, they're coming next month.
Axl Rose did attack a fan at the, I believe it was at the Old Garden, who threw a beer bottle at him. I mean, that happens. It happens in entertainment.
Because how would people feel if Verdugo went Terry O'Reilly, jumped up in there, and went into the stands and beat this guy up?
The rivalry would be back then.
That would be a good one.
If I remember correctly, wasn't Tangway doing Shakespeare in the Park and somebody threw a rotten tomato at him? Did that happen?
That did happen.
Do I remember that correctly?
That gentleman is still in jail.
Okay.
When I cheered at BC, Virginia Tech sells turkey legs because of they have the Hokie as their mascot, and if they don't like a call, they start throwing the turkey legs at the cheerleaders.
Oh, it was really?
Yeah, my 22nd birthday, it was awful. Oh.
Well, you mean you're talking about those big?
They're big. They could hurt somebody.
Fair, yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, I do love those big turkey legs.
My wife loves the turkey legs. She absolutely loves them.
Oh, your wife?
I'm
loves
not a fan of those.
Like, Mrs. Wiggins loves the big turkey legs.
Oh yeah, she loves.
Oh,
them.
She does.
She loves the dock meat too. But I'm not a fan of the turkey legs.
Okay, go there.
Well, you can get them in white meat and dock meat.
I was wondering why Ken brought a bunch of turkey legs today.
Bring them out. Look at that beautiful, beautiful bird. Oh. So lucky. That is a lucky bird.
All right. Listen, we got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.